The Bible says in Acts chapter number 4. Let me read you something. Let me look for it. And we'll get to the message just now. And I promise you tonight we won't be long. This is a real human being promise, not a prophet promise. Okay? As a prophet I can lie, but not as a human being. Now it's a human being and I can speak like that. Let me just get it. In Acts chapter number 4, it says that Peter and John were arrested. Now, I just got a new Bible here. And then it goes on and it says in Acts chapter number 4, verse number 23. And follow with me maybe on with the scriptures. Acts chapter number 4, verse number 23. I'm just going to jump. I haven't prepared this. I'm just reading to you from the Spirit of God. And it says that, and being that they all were gathering together. The Bible says, and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. This was now when Peter and John came, was released. So when they had heard that, the church now, they raised their voice to God with one accord. Say with me, one accord. There's something in unity. But the problem is the Bible doesn't say unity. It says oneness. Oneness is totally on another dimension than unity. Unity is earthly agreement. Oneness is heaven agreement. Because God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, He is three, but He is one. Are you guys with me? So oneness is in heaven. Unity is on the earth. Bible says where two or more agree on this earth, so it shall be. But that's unity. But where there's oneness, the book says, the Bible says in Chronicles that the priests and all the minstrels, the musicians were lifting their voice with one, as like one. And as they were lifting up their voice with one accord, it says that the glory of God, like a cloud, filled that place that even the priests could not stand to minister. Oneness, say with you, oneness. Say with me, unity. Oneness is higher than unity. Here it says that they lifted their voice to God with one accord. God is looking for oneness. He's never really looking for unity. Two flesh shall become one. Are you guys with me? You'll see it is this unity, but then the Bible speaks of a oneness. When a people has one heart, one passion, in Acts chapter number 2 and Acts chapter number 4, you'll see in the Amplified version now, it says, with one heart and one passion and one mind, that they were in one agreement with one voice. That is where God moved. Are you guys with me? So when they heard that, verse 24, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David said. And then they prayed a whole prayer. Let's go to verse 29. And all the time tell me to welcome the people. So we have many people from East London, from Bloemfontein, from Cape Town, Harrismith, Belito, Limpopo, China, and USA, and the pub, and the people were complaining that we're not praying for them on live stream. So we try to pray for them every night. Are you guys with me? It says verse 29. It says, now Lord, look on their threats. And grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your words. Look on their threats, say their threats, and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your words. When the enemy tries to threaten you, whether it is by a voice that you cannot pay your rent, whatever it might be, are you guys with me? You know, the enemy, what the enemy does, there's realms of persecution. The first realm is what we call temptation, which means that when we are still, not immature, but we're in the beginning of our Christian race, temptations come to us. When temptation comes, I feel like I want to go to a club and not go to church. I want to go and get drunk and not drunk on the Holy Ghost. Whatever temptation there might be, maybe you feel tempted to go back into the sin that you were, but it's temptation. Temptation is the first realm of attacks. The second realm is what we call persecution. It's the second dimension. That is when people now begin to persecute you for your faith. But that is only still the second dimension. But there's a third dimension that we call accusation. When the enemy now begins to see, okay, you are not falling for temptation. You are not taken out by persecution. You're standing fast in your stead. You're standing fast in your faith. Now he begins to come with accusations. False accusations. Like I said this morning, Naboth had a vineyard. And this was his inheritance. And King Ahab said, give me that vineyard. And Naboth said, no. And he said, listen, I will give you another like it. And he said, no. Listen, he said, I will give you money for it. Just sell me your inheritance. And Naboth said, no, this is the land that I received from my fathers. This is the inheritance. The devil doesn't want people to hold on to their inheritance. Only a father can give it. No, let me say it like this. Only in the kingdom of God is there inheritances. Remember, the Bible says, I am your inheritance, your great reward. King David said, Lord, ask of me the nation. God said to King David, ask of me the nations, and I will give them to you as your inheritance. Some people are asking for their car payment to be paid, or they're asking for a 5,000 rand blessing, and God is saying, listen here, ask of me the nations, and I will give them to you as your inheritance. He has so much more than 5,000 rand. He has so much more than 100 member church. Listen to me. I know God say that people say it's not about numbers, not about numbers. I know it is. Isn't, but where there's health, there'll be numbers. What a tragedy after 30 years if I have 10 people in my church. Listen, same with the threats. So there's persecutions, then there's accusations. Oh, what was I saying? I said, I'm beyond reputation. That's why I have a shirt with a skull on, because I couldn't find another shirt. I was like in my closet, like, this is not gonna fit. I'm gonna take this. Okay, but anyway, listen, reputation. You have to lose your reputation. David, when they pointed, they said, what is this pride in your heart? But David had an eidō, a full awareness. I've taught you guys, if you were here last week or the week before that Sunday, I'll maybe get into it now. A full awareness, meaning there's no doubt. I just know that I'm everything in me. A full awareness is if I say to Eckhart, a full awareness is when I say to Eckhart, you are not sitting on a chair, you're sitting on a wheel. What if I say, no, you're a girl, you're not a boy? He's fully aware. I cannot be convinced otherwise. Are you guys with me? That is the word eidō, where it might not yet now let me try to use an example here, the best that I can. You see, David, because I want to just, we ended off at the second level last time, and I just want to show the third one. David came, and he had an eidō about him. They said, what is this pride in your heart? Go back to where you come from. Joseph, they looked at Joseph, And the Bible says they saw from afar off his brothers. They said, there the dreamer is coming, the master of dreams. Because of the way he was walking, because of the way he was talking, what he was wearing. I'm being attacked by some of the top preachers because of what I dress. Where have we fallen from? I mean, to where have we fallen? God is, I'm telling you, he will use the person that we hate the most just so that some do not get saved. You guys know that? Okay, if you don't know it, it's not heresy. Stay in our church for a while. Jesus said, I will give them ears, but they will not hear. I'll speak in parables so that they do not hear, so they do not see or perceive, so that their sins may not be converted then, because their hearts are wicked and they're hypocritical. So, you know, I said to someone, I said, I have no desire ever to do 10,000 people. In fact, when we started the church, I thought we're going to be 80, hopefully 100 till for about the first 2 years as we signed the contract. And we had to cancel the contract after 3 months but it was not in me. I thought, it was not my desire at all. It was not my desire. I know it was my desire, but I didn't think of that. You know, there's some people, I heard some preachers say, somebody asked them, what is your biggest wish, your biggest desire? What if you could get something for your birthday? They said, I want a mega church. I thought, oh my God. I said, just there means you're not called to that. If you want to be a prophet, you're not one. Any prophet knows they don't want to be one. And I thought we were going to be 80, and then, you know, my desire was literally just to have the small place where we would just disciple some people. And then God brought us here. And as what you see sitting here, we are 3 times bigger than this, just sitting here. 3 times bigger than who is here. So, you know, I'm somebody, I just do not do ambitious. No, I carry pressure. But I said, you know what is the grace of God? But even here, I do not lift a finger. You would think that is, you don't understand. I know the other pastors, they come and they paint and they build their things, and I would do that. Of course I would do that, okay? I have done that, and of course I would do it. And I washed all my core team's feet when it was appropriate, okay? So I've done all those things, but grace is, when you literally, you work hard, of course. And people think we're going to get into prosperity without working. No. But grace is when it is just, God is just doing it. It is not sweating or trying without any results. There's a grace that just flows and it just happens automatically. And you will see that, and so we got into this and we grew bigger. And small church, small problems. Big church, big problems. Okay, so then accusations begin to start. Now if you're a prophet, accusations will start anyway since you are saved. But accusations begin to start, false accusations. And it begins to come at you. Remember, Jezebel sent a letter to the elders of the city about Naboth. She said to Ahab, do not worry, Ahab. I will sort out this situation. Meaning, do not worry. I now usurp your authority as a man and as a king. And I put myself into the authority. And I will kill this person like I killed God's prophets. And the Bible says that Naboth's blood was crying out. And it was, every blood has a voice. Like Abel's blood was crying out. The blood of abortion cries out to God. The blood of murder cries out to Him. The blood of gossip cries out to Him. Are you guys with me? The blood of suicide cries out to Him. The blood of Abel cried out to Him, justice for Cain. Just like that, when the blood of Christ was spilt upon us, the blood of Christ cries out to Him for vengeance. Are you guys with me? And that was the end of Naboth. The Bible says that how Jezebel died from that moment on. But God recognized one person that was not even significant. He was just called Naboth. There was nothing else about him. You know, there are some people that are valuable. Everyone is valuable in this place. Every one of us is valuable to Him. How many of you know our value is in the cross? But it doesn't mean everyone is important. So if I'm an employer and I have 8 employees, please listen to me. Every one of them are valuable, of course, but not every one of them is important. Because I might have somebody that's bringing me coffee, and then I can have somebody else that's handling all my business affairs, for example, and or bringing in money. Their importance is more than the one that is bringing coffee, but their value is the same. So when it comes to God, our value is the same to Him, but some are more important to Him. That is why you can touch some, nothing happens. You touch others, it's death. Because God is saying, listen, no, this person is important to me. I think that is too much. So with the Ado. Okay, I think that is too much. Okay. David said, God made me king because He liked me. He made Judah king over Judah. He made that one king over Judah. He said, but me, He made me king over all of Israel simply because He liked me. So God values everybody, but not everyone is important. God loves everybody, but not everyone is likable or is liked by God. But when there's an atmosphere that is open with a people who are hungry, when you worship and all your hands were raised when you're worshiping, when you're giving into a move, which I tell you is a move of God, you must understand that you are liked and not only loved. And the person that He likes, just because you are here, you will be blessed. And that is a truth. It's say with your location. That is it. Are you guys with me? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all three, the Trinity, came walking to Sodom and Gomorrah to burn it with fire. And as they were walking, they said, no, wait. We have to go past Abraham first before we do this thing. We have to run this past him first. Think of it. God is a theocracy, but here it speaks of a democracy that I don't really understand. Because He said, I do nothing unless I reveal it to my servants, the prophets, first. Moses, He said, did you not consider touching my servant Moses? Did you not, he did nothing unless He ran it past Moses' permission first. Abraham, it's the only time in Scripture where the Trinity was manifest on the earth and walking like three human beings like this. And they were walking to Sodom and Gomorrah. And some, they said, no, We have to first speak to Abraham to see if this thing is okay to do. And they go to Abraham. From there, they go to Sodom and Gomorrah to speak to Lot. If Lot stayed there in the location, he would have been killed. If Lot was not in the location, he would not have been killed. Are you guys with me? Why did God save Lot? He walked to Abram's house and he realized, but no, wait, Abram, you have a friend, family, you have people that are associated to you that's in that city. And I don't want to destroy, I don't want to kill them because of you. Are you guys with me? And last 2 weeks we prophesied and we went till late, 5 hours, so not tonight. Next week Sunday is the conference and then we do a lot of stuff. So, and God is saying, listen, even if you're Abram, we have to run this portion, but even those that are with you will be protected. But when Lot's wife turned around to look to the past, meaning she was pulled to the world still. There are a lot of people that still pulled to Egypt. They have gone through the Red Sea, but they say, if we could only go back to the land of Egypt, at least we had some garlic and so on to eat there. They said it was better there than what it was in the wilderness. And there's, you know, we have a saying, let me not say the crude saying, but let me say the Christian saying. You can take somebody out of Egypt, but it's difficult to get Egypt out of them. Okay? So some of you might know the crude saying. Okay? You can take somebody out of the trailer park, but you cannot take the trailer park out of them. What do I mean by that? I'm just joking, but there's some people, they get saved, but there's still a desire and part that has not been surrendered to God. And they still believe that is who they are. And it pulls them. It's not even a temptation. It's like, I want to still be there. God wants to cut before we can get into the land of milk and honey. So Lot's wife turned around and she looked because she was pulled and became a pillar of salt, as you guys know. So, Ado, say with me, Ado. David looked and he said, he walked. They said, what is this pride? David said, I don't have pride. I have an Ado, not even a revelation. If you can remember, you will remember I told you, say with me, gnosko equals revelation. Then there's gnosis, say with me, gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S. It means, where you get the word diagnosis from, but it means a natural knowledge, a diagnosis, prognosis. You have cancer and you're going to die. It's a diagnosis. But gnosko supersedes gnosis, which means that when God gives you a revelation, that the doctor might say, yes, you might die. But God is saying, no, you will not die, you will live. Gnosko now supersedes gnosis. But the problem is, gnosko is only revelation. So there's many realms. Gnosis is the lowest. Gnosko is revelation. Many of you can have revelation. But then there's an Ado level where you are fully aware of your revelation. It is like Joseph walking and telling everybody about his dreams and saying, you all will bow in front of me one day. Even my whole family, everyone, you will bow before me one day. He just knew it in him. He was dressed in that manner. He walked in that manner. Are you guys with me? You know, if I preach this to any other church, they cannot understand one word. Imagine how blessed you are. Say with your full awareness. Gnosis, diagnosis. Gnosko, revelation. Are you guys with me? Eido, full awareness. That means God prophesies over you, or He gives you a dream. But now, it goes beyond revelation. It is like you're dressing that, you're walking that way. You are talking that way. You're moving. Everything about you is, you see, why do they, you know, they say, I said to someone and some friends and so on, or used to be friends, you know, Leon, you know, the people have a problem with your style. I said, what style? No, you know, you're just the way you do things. I said, well, show me a bit, show me. Nobody has called me in to tell me that. I said, but they'll accuse me of being a thief. Okay, so anyway, I said, but style, what style? What must I dress? You know, I think you guys can tell me what I must dress. And then I'll dress that, maybe like an old khaki, or what do you call it? Huh? Okay. May your senses be stretched. Your capacity. The devil. And if you sit here and you cannot understand or rejoice, listen to me. The devil wants you to be silenced and not recognized. That God wants you to prosper and know who you are. Are you guys with me? Listen here, there's nothing in God that is poverty. There's nothing in His... So, why do they say that I'm a prosperity preacher and I don't even preach prosperity? I'm like, we take up offering. But I will never silence my mouth to say your worth in God. Because what if I'm not a prosperity... If they say, why you mustn't be prosperity, okay, so must I be a poverty preacher? That's what they say, it's just... Whenever the Bible says one thing, you can take it as the opposite. That's a law of Scripture. It's what we call the law of opposites when it comes to Scripture. There's nothing. When there's poverty, look at a town. There's drugs everywhere. There's corruption everywhere. Where poverty is, there's every evil thing. So what are we doing here at ECC? That is not a church, but a revelation. It is so that you not only have a revelation, but you have a full awareness, an Eido, where you can know, but wait, I know that I know that God's will is for me. Listen to me. If you do not know it is God's will for you to be healed, it is difficult to be healed. Because in you, you will think it's God that is allowing you to be sick. But if you don't know it's God's will for you to prosper, it'll be difficult to prosper. It must be a non-negotiable that when it comes to that subject, it's like no one can convince you otherwise. You know. But wait, I have seen my future. I have royal blood in me. I might just need to still step into age before I can really get that full inheritance. But it is mine already. Are you guys with me? Now your revelation becomes more than a revelation. It's now a full awareness, an Eido. Have you seen? Then you get to say with me. Say with me, Elogizomai. And we went through all the scriptures, so please don't tell me tonight, Leon is not quoting scriptures, it's all there. I just quoted many now in the Greek, okay? So, Elogizomai. It means that Paul said in Romans 8, verse 1, I think, around there, he said, listen, we have concluded that you are justified by faith and not by works. Meaning we have concluded this thing. There's no more discussion about it. This is the final conclusion. Are you guys with me? He said, there's no more discussion. The word conclude means elogizomai. That God will give you a dream or a vision or laying hands, a revelation, a prophecy. You receive a revelation. Now you're still young, and you have a kind of like a revelation. So you're in ECC, you're jumping, you're a revelation, okay? And ECC is not a revelation. You, when you come into this place, you become a revelation to others. Now, it's not only a revelation. Now that revelation, which is gnosko, becomes eido, a full awareness. You don't know now only have a revelation. Now you dress that way. Now you talk that way. You act that way. You move that way. You carry yourself. Why do you do that? Because you see, listen, if I see that in 10 years from now, how I should be, that I am that God wants me to be blessed fully. He wants me to have fruitful in ministry. If you're in business, He wants you to be a multi-millionaire in business. There's two calls in the kingdom of God. Two choices. Either I am in ministry, or you can be ministry and business, of course, of both. Or it's like God has two calls. Either I'm called to serve Him in ministry, or I'm called to finance the ministry. There's no other thing regarding that. I mean, apart from that, people can say whatever they want. It's okay. Now you have this revelation. It becomes now an Edo. Now the Edo, it means you now are fully aware. You are convinced that it's in your knower. You know that you know that you know that this is where you're going into. When it comes to this church, I know that I know that I know. When we planted Encounter, it wasn't even, look, with me it was the extreme. It's not a good, what I mean is, it took little faith to do that. Because an angel stood next to me and said, plant the church. Now everybody shouts always when I say that, but it's actually not a good thing. It means that I didn't listen to God when He was already prompting me in my heart before then. So what faith do you need? Eckhart, what faith do you need if a man, if all of a sudden Jesus walks in here and He stands next to you, or an angel stands next to you and said, listen here, I want you to move now to Cape Town, and the angel is standing here, and I'm not speaking of a human being. I'm speaking of an angel, not a vision, not a thought. And He says, I want you to move to Cape Town. And He says, do this, do that. And, you know, this will happen, and exactly this and that will happen. And the angel disappears. He will pack his bag and he will move to Cape Town. It's a very easy thing. You understand what I'm saying? So that is what we call, a lot of revelation, but little faith. Then when God speaks to your heart, it is little revelation, but a lot of faith. You have to be less obedient when it's open like that. But when you just have a feeling in your heart to do something, you must really step out in faith. God actually honors that more. With me, I don't even know if it was a last resort. I just know that when that happened, it was a move of, it was just God's timing and His location. That is it. It's sovereign. It's nothing that I can make happen. It's nothing that I can do. There's nothing. When I speak about prophecy, like I explained to you this morning, of how I would see a murder scene or this or that, or many others, it's nothing. I'm not sitting there praying, Lord, please give me I want to prophesy. No. You do that, and nothing will even happen, okay? So, these things happen while I'm watching TV. The one I was just watching a TV, and I had a vision that I cannot share on here. And, you know, I won't say that now. So this, Edo, you become a full aware. Number three, say the number three. Oh, wait. I forgot. Elogizomai. Now, because you are Edo, you are fully aware, there's now an elogizomai to your future. A full conclusion. Where God is saying, there's no more discussion on this matter. That you will be rich, or that you will be in ministry, or that you will have properties. It is a conclusion. You know it and God knows it. You know, I'm dealing this morning with witchcraft, and it is nice. because the power of God is back, and it's always been here. It's never been gone. It's just like, you know, where the rubber hits the road. You know, some people think I'm very stupid. They're sitting in front of me. They think I'm very stupid, and they think they're hiding so many things just because I don't say. If you are a parent, it's like, Estelle, you know Misha's doing a lot of nonsense. But it's not, yeah, but you don't always have to tell him, because there's timing. There's like, sometimes it's just energy. So you don't want to say anything, you know? It's the same with God. It's the same with prophets. I'm sitting and I'm thinking, these people. And I say to Morten, this is happening and this is happening. Just so that I can at least have a witness and vindication. And then 6 months later, it happened to be exactly on the date that I said it. And, you know, there is still such thing as grace gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. When you have a prophetic church like this, that means those gifts will come out from there. But it also means I will offend you to hell and back, and to test your heart. You know, one little rebuke and you want to leave the church, okay, go. Living of Word is there, AFM, many churches. With all due respect, many churches, but not a prophetic church. But I mean, not. You know, your heart is going to be tested in a prophetic church. But with that comes such great blessings, because by and prophets, Israel was preserved. You know, when I talk like this, I'm not trying even to preach on fire. I'm just relaxing. I really am, because I'm telling you, you get sons and then you get sins. You know, okay. So where were we? Okay, Edo. Edo gets on my. Go into. Don't worry. We finished our Ephesians 1:15. I won't keep you. I really won't keep you. Epignosis is now what we call. It's what we call a perfect knowledge. A master of an art. It is now you have Edo, you have a full awareness. But now, it is like, for example, I give Eckhart it's like, he knows he doesn't have a car. And he will never have a car. That is diagnosis. Gnosis. Are you guys with me? He knows, but I can never afford a whatever it might be, Range Rover, Mercedes, whatever it might be. Okay, can never have it. That's what the circumstances are telling him. But now God begins to speak to him, Gnosko, and he said, "Listen, I want you to be blessed. There's nothing. Listen to me. When anybody speaks about the blessing against blessing, we are against manipulation, but not blessing. The word God, which means God's name and His word, what was the so it was if you understand, the Bible says Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. That's the beginning of the earth and the heavens, this universe. But it's not the beginning of all things. John chapter 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. Okay, and it goes on, and His own received Him not, and so God, the name word there, Logos, if you break it up, it means prosperity. That even God in His own name means to prosper. Which means if God comes into your life, the results will be prosperity. You cannot stop it from happening. When I say prosperity, it means prospering in all areas, your soul, your health, your material things, your family, your every area of finances, every area of your life. But His name means that. Now you're going to have a So now Eckhart is diagnosis, he'll never have a car. Now he has a revelation, but God wants me to bless. Now he sees this Range Rover, okay? So that's now Gnosko. But now, it's like I'm saying, you know, Eckhart, You got this great job. You got this salary of 50,000 or 100,000. And you know, you can actually have that car. And now you get to the reality of, you know what? I will have that car one day. That is Edo. Nobody has convinced him. He can say, no, I will buy that car. I can even buy that car now if I want to. Fully aware. But now when I come to him, without him buying it, but just by him having a gnosko and a edo, because he's walking, you see, revelation must become what we call mature. So God gives you a dream or a revelation or a vision. That thing must become so mature. How does it become mature? You walk it, you talk it, you speak it, you live it, you breathe it, you think as if you have it. You live, you think as if you have the life. You talk as if you have the life. Are you guys with me? And then I come and I say, there you go. Take the Range Rover, the Mercedes, whatever you want, whatever that it was, what your desire. I don't know, Lamborghini, whatever, huh? A Bentley. Okay, so there is the Bentley. And if you're angry in your heart, repent. It's his desire. Okay? So now you take it and you climb in it, but you can't believe it yet. And all you start the car and you begin to drive and you realize this is mine now. Now you stop at somebody's house. Now it's no longer what you said. It is now they can see you are having it and it is yours. That is epignosis. When it has become real, it's given that now people can see, but you, what you have dreamt, what you have said, what everybody said would be impossible, it is now there. And they have no option but to begin to believe God because you're living in that realm. Epignosis. It is now that he begins to understand, but this is how this thing is working. This is how it feels, how it's driving. I know that it is mine. There's nothing nobody can ever do about it. And they can look at you and they know that it is yours. And now you have that confidence. It is the highest realm of knowledge. Epignosis. He wants you to walk in that realm when it comes to your destiny. He wants you to walk in that realm when it comes to your future. That you can have an elogismai, a conclusion. That, well, listen to me, and what the best thing is, when you are in Edo, and when you are in Gnosko and Edo, and in this church, if you're here for a year, you will have an Edo. You just know that you know that you know that you know your life will be blessed. Which means, epignosko is just a matter of time away. It will happen. Why is there preachers? There's 3 billion Christians, according to stats in the world. Yet, there's not more than 70 popular preachers. When I say popular, that if you can mention names now of somebody that people will know, that Christians will know all around the world, there's not more than, you only get to 40 if you want to try to think. A business of 3 billion, yet there's only 70 that is doing it where they've become worldwide. What is the difference between them and somebody else that's not getting anything right? What is the difference? Epignosis. They've entered into a dimension where they've begun to master that which God has been given them. Where you can steward and master and know, but listen, God has called me. It doesn't matter what I lose. I will fulfill the call of God in my life. It doesn't matter what happens. I will fulfill the call of God in my life. You see, I'm in Centurion today, but what many of you didn't know, and just for to the protection of some, we would leave it for a while. What many didn't know, I was told you will never be anything in this city. But the minds cannot comprehend when God begins to take you from Gnosko to Edo to epignosis. Because everything they said you will never be, God will make sure you will be that. To show them that He is God. I pray that if you're in this place, that epignosis will be your portion. That it doesn't matter what the enemy has thrown. It doesn't matter what the enemy is saying to your family, to your ministry, to your business, to this church, that this revelation, this movement will go on. You'll receive him. Say this to me. I say, I receive the epignosis dimension in Jesus' mighty name. I receive Edo. I walk and I talk. I dress and I behave the way God has called me. Father, I pray that your anointing will come upon your people. That your anointing will rest upon them now. Raise hands. Say, tonight I break the power of every Jezebel against my life. Father, I pray every person here, even we laid hands on most, but every person that the power of witchcraft is over, intimidation, manipulation, domination, that it will be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. That it will be broken over their families, over their businesses and their ministry. That this conference coming will be the greatest ever.
Yes.
And that those here will receive such impartation that they'll be, but they'll become an Edo, a revelation, a gnosko, an epignosis to those who didn't believe. And through this move, you can change many cities. To those who give into this place, you can change cities and nations. That revelation in a place like this is rare. And I understand that those who do not understand, that you'll give them grace, that their eyes will be opened. But I pray for the anointing of epignosis to come upon them. That which you have done with me, you've taken me from a nobody to just somebody that is being used by God, but from a nobody and a write-off. That I was the least, I was less than even the least person in this place. I was smaller than even the smallest person in this place. That if you could do that with me, you can do it with them. And you'll dress us in royalty.
Yes.
And every threat of the enemy against this ministry, against this church, will bow its knee. Every threat and every accusation, every persecution will not have victory. Because either the God who answers by fire is, let him be God. The God who vindicated me up until now, let him be God. That you'll vindicate your move in this place. The importation of this in this place. That it has been the desire of many that I would die. That it has been the desire of many preachers that I would sink. But what they don't understand is that this is not me. This is a move, and this is your people that has importation, that even if they destroy me, they can't destroy them.
Yes.
And even they cannot, they're not going to destroy me, they cannot destroy them. We have everyone here that have connected with their hearts, that is giving into this ministry. When I say giving, where our money is, where our heart is, that brings importation. And that those who give into this ministry, that they'll be protected in every way. That importation will change their lives. The drug addicts that is in this place will be used mightier than they could have ever imagined. Those who have written them off, they could be used mightier than they could ever imagine. I pray that every person in this place will have a hunger to start a cell group, to become a leader. Advance this move. That when they begin to do it, activation will take place immediately. May this be a place of multiplication and duplication and discipleship. May people receive in every area. Give them one more praise offering, church.